So I think that's at the deepest personal level how I understand the situation. I don't understand myself to be simply a selfless instrument of a collective project, and I also don't understand myself to be a romantic adventurer. But I have this other understanding. Now, I also have since forever been felt immensely engaged with Brazil and connected with it, and that relates to my earliest formative experiences in my childhood and my relation to my grandfather. I come from a family of politicians who were always in crusades to change the country. And then in the development of my ideas, I developed a particular conception of what the path should be. And I
What the
now see
what would
it,
be?
the path
The
of
path.
transformation, which are a large part of my ideas are about alternatives and what the alternative should be and how to think about alternatives, not as a blueprint, but as a direction. And the general view of the debate now in the world with respect to the political and economic orthodoxy is that the orthodoxy is universal and the heresies are local. And my view is that a universal orthodoxy can be effectively combated only by a universalizing heresy, and not just by a series of local heresies like the Russian way, the Brazilian way, the Indian way, and so forth. So actually, the path that I propose for Brazil is a variation on programmatic ideas that I also propose for everywhere else, and not just a uniquely Brazilian path.
All right, so let's wend our way over to the Berkman Center.